The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church for our honoring of Ash Wednesday with our service here beginning the Lenten season. Lent is a journey of 40 days. Actually, it's more like 46. The Sundays don't count. If you count all the days, not counting the Sundays, that leads you all the way to Easter. More important than the numbers is really the purpose of Lent, and that is to really make sure that our hearts are prepared for the great news that Jesus overcame death, that he rose from the tomb, that he lives forever. And that's the big celebration on Easter. Tonight, to really start that process, we're focusing in on the message that's repeated throughout the Bible, and that is the message to repent. And we're going to hear that as we focus in on Zechariah. The book of Zechariah is going to be our focus throughout these midweek Lenten worships in the season of Lent. A different pastor will be here each Wednesday night covering a different section of Zechariah. Tonight, the reading is going to be what's called the prologue, kind of the introduction to the book of Zechariah. And there's that word there, to repent, to return to the Lord, the prophet says Zechariah. Our order of worship tonight for Ash Wednesday is the Holden Evening Prayer, written by Marty Haugen up on Chelan Lake in Washington State. It was written in the Northwest, so that's a pretty cool little detail. The worship service itself can be followed along in the bulletin. Just a couple notes about the service, about the singing. If you look at the psalmody on page 3 of your bulletin, the psalmody, Psalm 141, there are two parts to that psalm. There is leader 1, or let's see, leader or group 1. I'm going to sing that part. And then all or group 2 is going to be led by Karen Motlock. And so you're encouraged to either join me or join Karen. It really doesn't matter, but it's just a beautiful way to uplift a prayer to the Lord. Also, later in the service, we're going to have a time of prayer. And in that time of prayer, I'll prompt the congregation to share a name or a concern that's on your heart. We're just going to take a moment of pause. You can share a name vocally. It'll be a moment of silence, a moment of quietness. You don't have to share a name either. You can simply just name that person on your heart or the concern that you're thinking about as well. And then finally, there is one hymn that we're going to sing together. That hymn is When I Survey the Wondrous Cross. And to sing that song, you're going to need the maroon book. The Lutheran service book is what that's called. The hymn number is 425. And if I've just loaded you with a bunch of information, I'll guide you through once we get there. And we'll sing that wonderful song together. I think that does it. Are there any other announcements to share before we begin? Finally, in the service, the big emphasis of Ash Wednesday service tonight is the imposition of the ashes. At that point in the service, it's near the beginning of the service, everyone's invited to come forward to receive the imposition of ashes. It's ashes that are placed on your forehead in the marking of a cross. It's actually good news in that it's the marking of the cross. That helps us remember that we are Jesus' possession, that his life, his death, his resurrection, that's our story too. That's the good news. It's also very humbling news as well, because as a reminder, as the words are spoken to us as we receive that mark of the cross, remember that you are from dust, and from dust you shall return. Humbling news, but also very good news as well. And so just you'll wait till you're invited to come forward, and our elder Oscar will join me up here. And if you got bangs, just go ahead and lift them up for us. If you're bald, you're just doing great. Come as you are. All right, I think that does it for the notes about our worship. I'm going to invite you, as you are able, to stand for our opening service of light.